think you're better for the rest. The solving list takes away all my stress. Life's been feeling like kind of a mess. I'll never let a hater make me think less, because everything before this was just a test.
Bagsy Chronicles.
I'm riding all the homies with me. Yeah, we've been getting hella faded. Just like our eyes, we be staying low-key. Vibing now, always staying medicated. I'm riding all the homies with me. Yeah.
Happy 420, you beautiful beasts. You beautiful beasts. I have been sick, and there were technical difficulties during my last interview. My mixer is having problems writing to its disc. So I don't have that for you today. By the way, welcome to the Bagseed Chronicles. I am your host, Uncle Dig. And of course, as always, it has been too long. Welcome to the Bagseed Chronicles. Happy 420, as I said earlier, with too much ecstasy in my voice. It is our holiday, the celebration of the sacred herb, cannabis. Enjoy it. Overindulge in it. Be obnoxious if you can, because it is 420 across the land. All right. So I don't have a very long show for you today. Like I said, there were technical difficulties and such, so I'm waiting on the audio from a friend who kindly let me use his mixer / we used his mixture more when that episode comes out. I'll explain everything. But currently, I don't have an explanation for you. Because anytime I explain anything, further things go wrong and then things don't happen that should. So if we keep it mysterious, then I won't accidentally fib to the audience. Happy 420. It is a beautiful day outside, I assume. This is pre-recorded. Shh. It is going to be a beautiful spring, I can already tell. However, in the garden update, well, hell, I'll just tell you now, aphids are going to be a problem. They're already all over my roses, so I know that when I put my cannabis plants out there, we are going to have aphid problems. Happy 420. Please celebrate semi-responsibly, but please have fun. Get zooted. Green out. Go to town. Embarrass yourself. It is going to be a beautiful summer for growing weed. But as I said, aphids are going to be bad in the Rogue Valley this year. At least initially. We'll see how it progresses. Speaking of how the grow progresses, let's get right down to it. Noodling. Uncle Dig's garden update. It is April 20th, 2024, and I am Uncle Dig with your garden update. I have one 2x2 tent going, and it has 12 cannabis seedlings in it. I don't know whether they're male or female. They're regular seeds. They're Agar Red or Maroof Red from Red Scare Seed Company. They're a Afghan plant, so I'm really excited to grow some Afghan out and to find a really, really good indica, I'm hoping. I thought I was going to do a mother plant, but I think I'm going to do clone of clone, my first like run of perpetual growing, just because I think it'll be easier with the space I have. It'll also kind of depend on how many plants I find that are female. And I also want to use that taproot outside when I'm growing outside so I can grow bigger plants. So right now I've got 12. I originally had 13. I started them on the first, and they started breaking the surface of the soil about 5 to 7 days after that. So they're a little over 13 days, 14 days old. I had 13. One of them was kind of mutant, so I killed it. And this, and I got, of all of these, one of these is a little bit mutated too, so I may kill her, but her foliage is such a good color. I'm letting her continue to grow, hoping she'll come out of it, but I don't think she will. So I think I'll end up cloning 11 plants when the time comes. I also have one autoflower going in this 2x2 tent. It's a planetary gas from Gem Seeker Genetics. I really enjoy that. It's my favorite all-day smoke, so I'm going to grow more of it. And that's what I'm growing right now as far as cannabis. I also am attempting to germinate some very old Hungarian black pepper seeds. We'll see if they germinate. They're in the same tent as the cannabis because I don't want to run another light right now. I'm trying to conserve power while I can because I am going to be running grow lights, at least two of them, for at least the next year. I'm trying to do a perpetual grow, like, you know, where I'm harvesting every, you know, flower cycle, however long that is, you know, where I pull out the plants and I clean the tent and then I put more plants into flower, and I'm just constantly pulling out dank indica. That's the goal with this run, is I'm trying to find a plant that I can do that with. But I'm also trying to put the seedlings, I think, outside and keep a clone inside and do a clone of a clone, because a mother plant seems daunting. I think I may do that one day, but I think I'm going to do cut of a cut and see how long it takes for it to deteriorate. I've heard some people say that some strains take 20 or 30 generations to deteriorate, and others it only takes 5 or 6. We'll see what happens. I'm excited to see what happens. I'm hoping for at least 8 females. I don't know. I don't know what I'll get. We'll see how many I get. If I get 8, that'll fill up my garden outside as far as photo periods. But I'm hoping that I'll have a couple less than that so I can run some feminized seed. I think I'm going to do, if I can turn Mac Pine from Gem Seeker Genetics and maybe some Super Skunk from I Love Growing Marijuana for my other outdoor photo periods. I'm not going to be growing Amnesia Haze this year because I don't have any more seeds, and it's time to move on. I'm going to be growing a lot more sativas in the autoflower garden outside, which may be starting soon too, honestly, probably, hopefully around May 1st. We got to get those nighttime temperatures consistently above 50 degrees, in my experience, before you germinate autoflowers outdoors. So that's where we're at. That's where we're going. I'm really excited to keep you updated on my little perpetual grow experiment and how the sexing goes for the outdoor run this year. I'm going for 8 photo periods again. Hopefully rippers don't steal it this time. And then I'll probably be going from at least 10 autoflowers, maybe even more. I'm looking for to continuously start harvesting probably in July or August. And then I'll just be harvesting cannabis up until October, November. Live loud. Enjoy cannabis. Happy 420.
Yeah, I'm fucking hungry. Yeah, I'm fucking hungry. Yeah, I'm fucking hungry. Let's eat some fucking food.
You'll have to be like Don Williams and be on Tulsa time to enjoy the delicious dish from today's recommendation. Today's recommendation is Coney Islander from Tulsa, Oklahoma. There's three locations in town. I recommend the one off of 41st. It is delicious. I've been eating there since I was a little boy. Tulsa is a city close to my heart, and Coney Islander has a chili dog close to my stomach. And I recommend that if you're in the Oklahoma, hell, if you're in Kansas City, you should drive the 4 hours it takes to get to Tulsa and have some Coney Islander. And the best part about it is, it's a hot dog, but you can get like three or four of them for under $20. They're really cheap, they're really filling, and they're really good. Last time I ate there, it cost me like $11 for three chili dogs and a drink. It's so good. Their chili almost has like a little bit of an Indian food flair to it, not in a bad way. And their standard Coney comes with mustard, onions, and chili, which is all I think you need on a hot dog. Go check them out.
It's Todd Wisdom. S&T Records, let's get it. Zekka on the beat. Riding all the homies with me. Yeah, we been getting hella faded. Just like our eyes, we be staying low-key. Vibing out, always staying medicated. I'm riding all the homies with me. Yeah, we been getting hella faded. Just like our eyes, we be staying low-key. Vibing out, always staying medicated. I'm gonna get lit, take another fat rip off this bomb shit. Can't get enough of it, yes. Hitting the best feel.
Happy 420!